Jess Ingram will from North American Urban Spice will be joining us in just a few minutes. We're going to finish up with James. JamesFetzer.org is his website, JamesFetzer.org. If anybody needs your prayers, James Fetzer needs your prayers. He's under constant attack, heavy attack, manipulation, the courts. It's just terrible. But we want to get a couple final thoughts with you, James.
Oh, Daniel, it's just a real pleasure to be on with you again. I have done an interview with Dr. Catherine Horton, who's been subjected to targeted attacks. She's a wonderful person. You can find the interview at 153news.net, 153news.net. We have to move my stuff to secure locations. 153news.net is such a location. We talk about El Paso, Dayton, and go on to review the bidding with regard to Orlando, Parkland, and Charlottesville. So you can get an introduction. Then if you want to go further, you can get the books. They've been banned at Amazon, but they're available at moonrockbooks.com. So you can get the whole books where I bring together a dozen to 15 experts on Orlando, on Parkland, on Charlottesville. Let me just close, Daniel, with the following sentiment, which everyone needs to appreciate. When they come for our guns, the time has come to use them.
Well, let me ask you this, because it's not like they're even talking about, you know, coming house to house and confiscating guns, except the red flag laws. It's incremental, and that's how people, they get acclimated. So right now, instead of talking about, hey, we're going to have a national concealed carry permit or, you know, a constitutional carry, they're talking about restricting gun law. I mean, what do we do now when they're doing, this is serious. They're putting the mental health aspects of it. They're putting the internet censorship, internet monitoring of this. This is not nothing. This is big.
Yes, yes, yes. They're going all out. Here's a wonderful quote from Stephen Molyneux, by the way. If you are for gun control, then you are not against guns, because the guns will be needed to disarm people. So it's not that you are anti-gun. You'll need the police guns to take away other people's guns. So you're very pro-gun. You just believe that only the government, which is, of course, so reliable, so honest, so moral, so virtuous, should be allowed to have guns. There is no such thing as gun control. There is only centralized gun ownership in the hands of a small political elite and their minions. If you want to be, have the government be all-powerful with regard to guns, as you observed, in the 20th century, there were 19 democides where the whole population, the whole society were wiped out, each of which was preceded by gun confiscation. Don't let America become number 20.
We have a normalcy bias. We think that can't possibly happen. Believe me, our founding fathers understood this perfectly. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. And this idea, this concept, ladies and gentlemen, the concept of America is that you are endowed by God with certain unalienable rights. Government did not give them to you. Government did not birth you. The Creator did. And so if thou, now the government can take those rights and make them a privilege, not only are they offending you, not only are they denigrating you, they are offending God himself. That is why this is so important. Where are the churches? Where are the people of character? It is time now. Ladies and gentlemen, the race is on. You can see it. I've explained this in detail. James Fetzer, we've talked about this. It's a race between can the agenda, can corporate media, can government, can they get on top of this and control the surge of truth, the surge of information that is coming into people and their conviction is growing. Which one will win? The conviction of the people or the control and tyranny of the government and the agenda? That's the way I see it. Final thought, James Fetzer.
When they come for our guns, the time has come to use them. They are the difference between being a free population and a slave society. Don't let them take our guns.
Very good. And you're a former military man. I mean, this is not just anybody speaking here, ladies and gentlemen. James, it's a pleasure to talk to you. JamesFetzer.org. God bless you and what you're doing. God keep you in your research. It's very important. We are praying for you, and I declare peace over you and protection in your journey for truth. God bless you. God with you now. It is done. It is done. It is done, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm very grateful.
Yes, sir. Our next guest, again, another longtime friend, and with everything that's going on, it's not just guns that we're being attacked with or agendas we're being attacked with. Our health is declining. And God only knows what is falling from the skies. Somebody, I guess we had to pull him from the mountain where he's pulling oregano or something. Or Mediterranean somewhere. You never know where Cass is. Love to have him on for North American Urban Spice. What a mind. Cass Ingram, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Yeah, thanks a lot there. Nice to... Oh, by the way, just one comment about the Dayton and all this El Paso. Those are Department of Homeland Security hoaxes. That's all they are.
So the DHS, that's what certainly looks like.
Yeah, no, they just are. They're fake. The DHS conspired with local law enforcement and all the stormtroopers to do another Sandy hoax. That's all it is. I mean, it's a fake. I mean, you're going to try to use a fake to do something sick to the nation of people. I know that. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. So, you know, all the people trying to get the word out, you know, they do need your support and all that.
Well, thank you for that. That's true. We're all in this together. It's about our own divinity, which is in us. Really, that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. Our own divinity, our own spark, that own whatever. Somebody, something is trying to take it and to control it. And we don't want to let them.
Well, it happened in Australia and England. So just try not to pay too much, attention to the criminal minds that do this, and focus on building yourself up and building up the health of your family, and
doing
the right thing. You know, doing the right thing before God. That's all we can control is our relationship to God.
That's fantastic, Cass. And people, when they hear these things, sometimes they get overwhelmed. But to me, it makes me focus.
I talked to a patient. She started crying. She was crying about a terrible problem she had, and then she started saying, "In El Paso." I said, "What about El Paso? It's fake. Nobody died. Forget it. You know what? Really? No, it's fake. Yes, it's fake. So just it's okay. Don't worry about it."
Let's talk about Lyme disease.
Not fake. Lyme disease is real. It's a pandemic. It's government sponsored, sadly enough.
Well, stop right there, Cass. Stop. Pause right there. I think that's important. We haven't talked about that part in a long time. When we just talk about Sandy Hook and all this, talk about Lyme disease. The name came from, I think, Lyme, Connecticut.
Old Lyme and Lyme, Connecticut are, as the wind blows, about 9 miles south of Plum Island. Now, if you want to talk about something, let's talk about this, because
let's
this
talk about it.
We can, so the ex-Nazi scientists, so-called, but they were Bolshevik too, and the CIA and the Mossad and everybody, they conspired in the old OCS or whatever it was. They conspired
OSS.
To bring
yes.
Heinrich Traube and others with their research on ticks as vectors of disease to use against the bad guys, right? Whoever the boogeyman is. So they released the ticks, apparently with the Lyme, genetically engineered Lyme spirochete, or genetically manipulated, inside, because the Lyme spirochete is largely from ticks in northern Africa, certain other areas, maybe some here, but we didn't have much Lyme disease in the 50s. Remember, we could roll around on the grass and have a picnic. But the point is that the ticks were released on Plum Island, and right away there was an outbreak in children of rheumatoid arthritis-like symptoms or rheumatic disease in single large joints and fatigue in children playing in the woods. Now, it couldn't be. It couldn't break out in Old Lyme and Lyme, Connecticut, unless it was associated with the biological agent release. It's not possible. We have the same data with West Nile. West Nile broke out on Long Island about 3 miles to the south of Plum Island as the wind blows. It's not possible because the USDA documents show that Plum Island was doing research on the West Nile virus as a vector to transport infections into humans in the battlefield. You cannot have a coincidence like that. You cannot have a virus or a mosquito-transmitted virus that's resident in Israel or Egypt or West Nile Valley, then all of a sudden it comes to North to Long Island. It's not possible. You can't say it's the environment or global warming.
About what year was the tick research and the release
1970
there?
Middle 1973 so forth 74 outbreak. The research was going on from the 50s, you know, post World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we do know from the genome. I have some friends that are investigators on Lyme disease that are MDs and PhDs in nutritional and whatever, and they have they've documented that the genome of the Lyme spirochete is far more complicated than anything in nature. So they.
So meaning that it's engineered. Meaning it's created.
And I mean it's catastrophic because this particular pathogen evades the immune system.
So how does it do that?
You get it. By the time you know you get it, you've already had the MS, the Parkinson's, the seizures. You already have the Bell's palsy. You already have the Lyme-induced paralysis, Lyme-induced stroke, bundle branch block, arthritic components, incapacitation on one side of the body, a bummed out knee, a bummed out hip, a bummed out ankle, a bummed out wrist, a bummed out elbow or shoulder. You're already down for the count because it has completely categorically evaded, and it can cause a meningitis and an encephalitis, and they're so chronic that, and it can cause a lupus, and it can cause a scleroderma. So by that time, you already have trillions of these pathogens in the system.
Let me ask you another kind of a related question. All these things from these spirochetes, it's created. Does it get worse, or do they combine, or is it a cumulative effect when you're talking about adding vaccines to that, adding chemtrails to that?
Well, definitely the vaccines would be the destabilizing agent, really. Obviously, heavy use of cortisone and antibiotics that type of direct intervention, more so than chemtrails, something like that, where the immune system is destabilized dramatically while you have the Lyme spirochete, can lead to extreme sickness and potentially to fatality. So one has to take this extremely seriously. It has to be the focus of major media and public concern. We're not going to get any help from the federal government. They've paid no attention to this. May they be ashamed. Mr. Trump, everybody there, why don't you, let's talk about Lyme disease. You have the ability to do it. You're not a dummy. Let's get out there and start producing an awareness campaign. And I urge somebody, there's a senator that's got it, apparently a senator or a congressman is working on it. But why doesn't our government do a little something to analyze the statistics, and let the people know what the signs and symptoms are, fund the campaign. I'm really talking, aren't I? Fund the campaign on television and radio, the warning signs of Lyme. If you've developed these signs and symptoms, and if you're going out into the wilderness in these areas, you have to take precautions. Do you hear anything like that?
No.
Instead, we have 2-4 million people that develop Lyme disease in this year.
So what percentage, here's the question, I think, most people want to know then, what percentage of the population now has, you said 2-3 million develop Lyme disease, but then there's a bigger percentage of the population that it just lays dormant, I would imagine.
I would say that right now in the United States, we've got about 40 million cases. 30.
Whoa.
Maybe. Yeah.
40, that's over 10, what's a 10, 10%, maybe 12%,
something
like that?
Tell, that might be a bit high. It's at least 5%. But like you said, a lot of it is hidden.
It's just sitting dormant.
I have a family in Wisconsin. Everybody in the family has Lyme disease. Eight people. They live in the Lake District. They all have it. So in Pennsylvania, it's 5% of the population at least. So we'll just be conservative and say 5%. That means 15 million people. You can't, whoa. I mean, forget the flu. This is where it's at.
Look,
so many of your listeners are going to call in. They have the sickness.
All right, let's talk about you're one of those things, and I say this all the time, the super silver, the oregano. These are just have-to-have in your pantry type products. I know oregano and Lyme disease are like mortal enemies, and it's one of our best tools against that. Talk about
the super strength.
The super strength. Talk about Lyme disease, getting over Lyme disease with oregano, and just your overall health.
Well, you know that Zhang and his group, did you hear what happened to us?
No.
We did 20 years ago, before anybody, 15 years ago, before anybody, we took the Lyme spirochete and put it in culture, added the oregano or the P73, whatever you want to call it, the super strength, and this other oregarasp. You've heard of that one.
Yes, absolutely.
So we destroyed, obliterated it over 15 years ago, all traces. Why wasn't that published? The lab contacted me, and was the late woman was hostile, and she said, we're not going to be able to publish this. I said, what do you mean?
Why?
Can't neutralize the medium. What do you mean you can't neutralize? Because we can't neutralize, we can't publish, we're sending you the money back. Click.
Whoa. What does that mean, neutralize the medium? What does that mean?
Some stupid thing that means nothing. They made it up out of thin air.
I mean, somebody got to them. Maybe somebody made a call to them.
Somebody got to them. They told somebody, instead of keeping it private, they told somebody high, and the high said, no, we don't want North America. We don't want that guy getting credit for that. Shut him down. They shut it down.
Oh, my
gosh. I swear to God's my witness, they shut the research down. Now, guess what? Zhang and his group at Johns Hopkins University, they're becoming famous. I don't care about famous. That doesn't make any difference. But they're using it for fame that they destroyed the Lyme spirochete with oregano oil. With cinnamon oil. It's the biggest thing out there in the U.S. research market. And they use and cinnamon's in this oregarus. You can't trust anybody.
Wow.
Labs that I've done research with have leaked the stuff to the Pentagon. I have the proof.
Whoa.
But I
so
don't
they,
care about that.
You know, okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second right there. So you go do research with a lab where you're, you know, trying to develop something and you're seeing certain results, and then they call the Pentagon and say, oh, by the way, your genetically engineered spirochete Lyme disease that you came up with is being destroyed by the people over
correct.
Here, Cass Ingram.
That is correct. That concept. It was about something else. It was anthrax. But they called the Pentagon, and the Pentagon started emailing back and forth with our researchers. I didn't tell the Pentagon. I don't care. You know, if they could use it, fine. But my job is helping the people. What? Mm. Is that a novel concept?
You know, let me ask you a broader question. Cass, we have about 2 or 3 minutes before the break. Let me ask you a broader question, because it's one thing that we're just focused on the oregano and talk about people getting better, but you're bringing up, it's almost a bigger question, a bigger point, is the level of conspiracy against our health and well-being that is going on in this country. Is
they published it. They published that we will use vaccinations to reduce the general population of the people. We will use it to weaken them.
Where was this? Where was this?
That protocols of Zion and more. Kissinger Memorandum,
yes.
2000. You know, yes. that's real. You can't say it's a conspiracy. He said it went to the Nixon administration. He said we got to cut the population, and we'll use disease, warfare, inoculations. I don't know if that's in there, but by proxy it is. We'll use whatever we have to use to kill the people.
Well, that's what Bill Gates
said.
That's what Bill Gates said that right on camera.
He said it. He said it on YouTube.
That's right.
So that's what we're under siege. We're under siege in a monumental way. We have to fight back. The way you fight, and I'll tell you a personal story in a minute, but the way you fight back is with what God gave us, and he talks about in the holy books, the oregano, the cinnamon, the sage. We fight, and we stay strong and healthy, and we get healthy and strong when we don't have a health issue anymore. Now we can be a power to be reckoned with, whatever that means.
Wow.
Get your health under control. Start with that.
This is inspiring, Cass. I mean, we're not just selling a product on the Power Mall now. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Mall is not just a marketplace. This is
you support the good guys, you know, that makes you feel a little good feeling in the heart. And I think Miss Riley would be happy for me to once again say support the Power Mall. And if you need to clean out, get some summer regress, some juice and some oil, and start pounding that junk out of your system.
Okay, so when we get back, we got about a minute before the break. On the other side, we'll talk about how to take it, how long, that kind of stuff. The oregano oil is, I am so over the moon. There's probably about 5 or 6 products from the Power Mall. I'm just like adamant.
That's
standing.
That's the big daddy.
Yes, I love it.
That's the big one. And if a person could only get that, big.
And oregano resp, and that's for, explain that really quick. We got about 30 seconds.
That's the multiple spice that we did the studies on. With the cumin, the cinnamon, the sage, and the oregano together in a capsule. And you have to have that combination with the oil to really pound away. I don't care. Now, I'm not going to try and make a medical claim, but just to support your overall health and pound, whether to support it for, what do you call that, Epstein-Barr or liver or stupid Lyme or your general stupid chronic fatigue and, you know, all that. What's making you sick? Get it out of your system. It's a kind of a germ in there. Bacteria, virus, vaccine, you know, intoxication. And if you're knocked down for the count, you're not supposed to be sick.
There's the music. On the other side, we'll get more details about this, the oregano oil, the oregano rasp, the combination of them together. Buy from the good guy. This really works, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've seen this over and over. We're not making medical claims like Cass just said, but we've had thousands of people tell us how their lives have been changed through this. So we'll be back on the other side. More with Cass Ingram, thepowermall.com. So good to be with you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
The Oreganol P73, you can take gel caps. We have that at the Power Mall. You can take the gel caps. You can take the Super Strength, the oil that you can put on your tongue. I put it on my baby's feet. In my children's feet. It works really well. The Orega Resp, we'll talk about how those two go together for your respiratory system, really cleaning you out. The Orega Max, the Orega Spray. You know, don't use these, what are those, antibacterial, like at Walmart and whatever, and you have all those chemicals in your hand. I mean, they'll make you sterile, those things. Anyway, the Orega Spray, that's a thing you can spray on your, your grocery carts and whatever. That kind of stuff works really well.
They say those handles are germ-filled from all the babies chewing on them.
Well, from everything.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. The Purely C, you want a good source of vitamin C, a natural source of vitamin C, not just some fake artificial rose hips or whatever. Some real rose hips, some real vitamin C. Purely C is fantastic. The black seed oil is important in the Bone Active, the rub and the capsules. On sale at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys. We'll talk about a couple of those products later. We're focusing on Oreganol now. Helon and Lamb Cream on sale. Grown by Nature, the vitamins, the multivitamin, vitamin E, Super Silver, Iron Earth on sale. Strauss Heart Drops and the REM Sleep. You can do the auto ship, lock in your price, get free shipping. All that and more at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, your donations, your purchases, your prayers. Independent voices like this are becoming, one, more important, two, more under attack, and three, they're becoming rarer. So this is your show, ladies and gentlemen. You support us. We're not going to stop. You don't stop, we won't stop. And buy from the good guys over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. And if you've never ordered from us, go to the website, the checkout, put in first 10, and you're going to get a discount off your first purchase. Or when you call Jay, tell her you haven't ordered in a long time or this is your first time ordering. We got products. Believe me, you need these. You need these over at thepowermall.com. Thank you very much. Getting back to Cass, my uncle's joining us here. He does the news with me. Uncle Kevin's here. He was telling me during the break, and this kind of surprised me, because well, information gets out here every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while they let something out.
Yeah, they'll let something out. Why don't you tell the story about a PBS special?
Yeah, this was about 30 years ago. Me and my wife were watching it, and they were talking about Plum Island and how that Plum Island, there was a theory back then that it was linked, Lyme disease was linked to Plum Island, and they basically proved it. And they said the way it escaped it would probably hitchhiked on the back of a deer, and the deer swam from Plum Island.
Swam.
To, yeah, swam. From
swam Plum or swam.
Yeah, from Plum Island to the mainland, and that's how it got out.
So
and then
they,
birds, too, and so on. But just to think that that has been imposed upon our whole population, in fact, globally, and how many people have died prematurely,
yeah.
and how many people are just chronically ill.
Ill.
Thank you for that proof that was evaluated.
Well, sometimes information gets out on those specials, and so they linked to Plum Island, but they said, oh, it was just accident, just happened to get on a deer. Yeah, right, come
no.
on.
Well, actually,
whatever.
What happened was Traub and then his later collaborators specifically released the ticks. To see what would happen to the animal population of Plum Island. So
wow.
From there, I don't think the paranoid psychotics necessarily intended it for to become a national disease, but they're so reckless. Disturbed. Yeah, reckless and disturbed and dysfunctional that they created a global crisis.
Now let's talk about these spirochetes. When these get in your system, they burrow into your. You've talked about this
they're
before.
Corkscrew pathogens that have a latch-on device on the butt end, and that latches onto the cell membrane. Then they use that as a fulcrum, and then they use their corkscrew as a lever to bore into the tissue from which they feed. So one has to, if you get the corkscrew pathogen, you have to eradicate it or it will eradicate you. And it will destroy the brain tissue and cause the Swiss cheese lesions there, spinal cord, joint capsule. It will attack and destroy the skin, causing scleroderma and lupus type syndromes. We have to. Fight back, and we can do that. We can use the wild oregano oil, the juice, which I have a case history on, and the multiple spice you've mentioned already.
Oregaresp. Okay.
As a way to support our healthy immunological system to fight back. Now, I don't know if that's a medical claim. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But since I don't have stock in the company, I guess I can talk.
Well, let me put the question specifically to you. So somebody's listening, you know, they just haven't felt well. Maybe they think something might be going on. They have family members. Just their health has generally got a little bit of malaise. When I hear this, I would think, wow, I need to try that. So people who are listening, one, got Lyme disease, or two, just feel like they may be suffering here with some of these things. What would be the protocol? So you're talking about oregano oil and Oregaresp. So you combine them. What would you do?
I would take, I would use this to clean out my system. I don't care what I had. If I was down for the count, I'd be using it. I would take the multiple spice, you call it Oregaresp, 3 capsules 3 times a day. I would take the oil, a whole dropperful 3 times. If I was really in bad shape, I'd maybe take 2 dropperfuls 3 times or 4 times. I would take that same oil and rub it up and down the spine and on the top of the thighs and the shins. And I would rub the clavicle above the clavicle area and let it seep into the lymphatic drainage sites. And I would definitely get better if I did that. I might add the juice of oregano.
How long? Whoa! Before we go, how long is this? A month protocol? A week? Six months? What is this?
Really? 90 days minimum.
90 days. Okay.
Then you break through, but the juice. I just had a person that was like epileptic and all messed up for 30 years, Lyme disease, mess, and hopeless case. Nobody could do anything, and she completely turned around with this protocol. I'm going to die any minute and all this stuff. I said, it's just going through the die-off, hang in there, and then bang, she's back to normal.
Okay, you said dropper full.
About 6 months, you know, back and forth. And
well, she had a real extreme case.
You might feel like you're going to die, okay, because you've got trillions of these in your system, and then you're starting to kill them, and all that poison and pus is released into your tissues?
Mm.
Yeah.
You said dropper full. Are you talking about the dropper full of the regular oil or the super strength?
Super strength.
Okay. All right. Well, and that would be good for just a total clean out of your system, the oregano.
Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
You have all these illnesses. You're not functional. You don't have any hope. You don't know where to turn. You know, nobody can diagnose. And you've got some kind of an infection that's suppressing your body, whether it's from vaccines, excessive use of antibiotics, excessive refined sugar, therefore fungus, fungus in general, fungus from the environment, dry cough and sinusitis, bronchitis, and, you know, all fungal. Or you have ringworm and athlete's foot and jock itch and vaginitis and toenail fungus. You're full of it, okay? So you gotta use the, what does God say? Don't listen to him. Nobody listened to God. He's been saying it for 3,000 years. Nobody paid attention, or how many thousand? Purge yourself with the oregano that you'll be purified. Purified of what? Your spirit or the germs? The germs. What else could it be? The germs chronically infect you and tear you down.
So is this related to candida also? So
yeah,
candida would fit in this.
Black mold, red rust mold, green mold, stealth viruses, vaccine viruses, MMR, DPT.
Wow.
Mutated viruses, SV40 from the polio sugar cube monkey virus 40, which is carcinogenic and the number one cause of lymphoma. You've got a stupid cancer. We're not telling you about a cure, but we're just saying. Then that means you have a virus in many cases. All lymphoma is, almost all of it is viral. For example, leukemia, almost all of it is viral. So you have a sickness. You have a chronic fatigue. You have a lupus. You have a chronic candida. You have a chronic lung. You have a chronic Crohn's disease or gut. You got to clean it out. You want to take all kind of weird stuff, take it. You're going to waste your money. Just focus on the oregano and you'll get the results, just the way it is. Talk to a guy that was in a wheelchair for 90 days with Lyme disease and who's no longer ever going to be in one, God willing. You know, I ought to know something. Look at me on the website. I have an embarrassing picture on there. I look like I'm dying when I had that IV needle nick 30 years ago when we discovered the oregano P73. Look and see on the CassIngram.com. Find the article somewhere, how I cheated death. Look at how I look like I'm going to die. How come I'm now, it's 30 years later, still like a strong ox? Because of the oregano.
Very inspiring, Cass. Extremely inspiring. All those, of course, the oregano-oregaresque combination, take, you know, real
juice,
strong for
juice,
about 90 days.
Know, add the three. If you can add some vitamin C, natural C, you mentioned, the, you know, if you could do all four, you're going to get faster results. But at the minimum, the oil. At the extra, the multiple spice. If you could do a little more of the juice. If you want to go maximum, add your whole food vitamin C, and what more do you need?
I love that vitamin C. I love the taste of it. I just dump it right in my mouth and swish it around.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now,
I think it's
some
great.
People might want to get into that bone active.
Well, let's talk about, let's back up for a second. I'll tell you, we got 13 minutes. So I really want to understand about bone active, about our bones. One, start with what is going on with it, but why is osteoporosis really just about everywhere in America? And then talk about bone active, what it does.
Well, your bone active is based on the research of myself and Mulbauer in Switzerland, which is that you have to do something to the matrix of the bone. Instead of worrying about calcium and vitamin D, you have to shut the inflammation in the matrix. You have to turn those osteoclasts off. And that's the spices, the monoterpenes, the carvacrol and rosmarinic acid and different things. So those terpenes that are in the wild oregano, sage, and rosemary has been shown by Mulbauer and his group, among others, those reverse the tide. So instead of the bone eating itself, because that's what it does, you shut it off, and then it starts to build itself. I had an 87-year-old that got about 7.5% increase in her bone density with the bone active.
Mm.
That's not bad. 87. Mm. How did we switch that from bone loss to bone gain? So that's that combination of those spices with the raw bone from New Zealand cattle. And we've had some cases where the bone density's gone up. I mean, it's hardcore. I mean, I, I, I don't have a clinical study. I do have cases where I have the records before and after and all that. But one woman, she reported a 300% increase in bone density in her paraplegic child. Another woman, 10%, 7%, 15%, 30%. That's the type of thing you typically see. And that's all they're doing. They're taking the capsules. They're using the bone active rubbing oil on their feet and the shins and top of the thigh and the spine. They're using the oil and the capsules for ideal results. But it's a different mechanism. Now, it's mentioned in my book, The Bone Building Miracle, which I think at one point you'll be making available. But they can go to CazIngram.com for that type of thing. That new website I have, the CazIngram.com. But that's it. I mean, but if you have the Lyme and it's eating at your bones and it's eating away at your joints, then you might add that material. You just take the capsules.
What happens to our bones? Why do they deteriorate? Like you mentioned a few things.
An infection. Infection, too acidic of a diet, which is mostly, meat and potatoes and sugar. High sugar diet is a big cause of bone loss.
Hmm.
But, there's actually, if you eat cheese and yogurt, you get a small increase in bone densification. Not so much milk. But
what about raw milk? Cass, what about raw milk?
Yes, raw milk would help a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Raw milk cheese is better than milk for bone density.
Okay, so the bone active oil in the capsule. So if I'm going to take the oil, I'm going to rub it on what? The bottom of my feet, my shins, where?
Rub the feet, the shins real good, top of the thigh, up and down the spine if somebody can do that. And you can take the oil internally. So you could just do the oil. But if you want a more thorough approach, the oil in the capsules have the raw bone from the New Zealand cattle. They have the wild sage and wild rosemary and wild oregano. But keep in mind this is wild plants. This is grass-fed beef. See the care that you have to have in a supplement for it to be effective and non-toxic to you.
That's
and your
right.
Children.
That's right. That's so key. That's what I've been stressing. And then we're talking about these Amazon. Heck, on Amazon, you don't know if it's counterfeit or what.
They've taken the P73, they've made a counterfeit label, they put a counterfeit material in it, and people buy it. Some of these people are not very scrupulous. If you're going to buy on Amazon, at least buy from someone that's a legitimate. I guess the most legitimate is going to, more legitimate is going to be, of course, the Power Hour, because you guys have to pay for the radio show, don't you?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Pay? All right, so you're paying. You're getting the word out. You contacted me and put me on. Now, what should somebody do? Should they call, somebody on the Internet, some cuckoo land, or should they just bite the bullet and call the Power Hour? If they heard it here, they should buy it from you. That's the moral thing to do. And, in this day and age, the only thing that we should do is the right thing. And we don't do it because we gain. Look at this. We don't do it because we gain personally. We do it because it's the right thing to do.
I'm going to ask you a larger question. We got a few minutes left. Americans seem to be getting sicker, but at the same time, I think people like you are out there more. The show information.
The sickness is that we're under siege. There's the GMOs. Which America leads the world in is a big, big, big problem.
How bad are those GMOs? Hey, just flat out, how bad are those GMOs?
Bad, bad, worse than bad. Every time you eat one, you increase your risk for cancer dramatically. Bad news. Bad, bad, bad. So bad you should never have even a bite of anything from a GMO.
Oh, that's so difficult. Do you have any techniques?
Strong, you monstrous carcinomas develop. From the regular consumption of Monsanto corn and soy.
Ugh.
Not cancer, monstrous, as if the size of a large watermelon comparatively to the rats in a human. A Texas watermelon or one from Georgia, the big ones.
Wow.
You can't eat this on a daily basis. You'll kill yourself. You can't feed it to your children. I have a book. the GMOs, Toxic Truth. The book is about how to avoid the GMOs.
What is it about the GMOs specifically that so, is it manipulating the DNA, manipulating the cells? What's going on?
They put tumor-causing viruses in the food.
Wow. That's a strong claim. That's a strong claim, Cass.
The galls that you see on a plant, little ball,
mm-hmm.
sometimes weird thing, you see it on the stem. That's agrobacterium is causing a tumor. So you splice that and manipulate it into the human food supply, and it goes into the gut and the tissues, and it causes tumors. That's what it does for a living.
Where do you think we're headed?
Cauliflower, mosaic virus, all kind of E. coli and septic viruses.
Where are we headed with all this? I mean, at some point, we got to wake up and come to the realization that...
My friend, arrogance beyond description. Not the common people. The American people are a good people. But they're ignorant. Ignorant beyond ignorant, really, in some way. They don't think, don't want to think. And the enlightened people who are thinking about not vaccinating their grandchildren or their children, they want to fight the enlightened people. So some people hide. They don't want to fight. Just leave me alone.
Well, I wish that was possible. You know, I get emails like that. I don't want to be involved in politics. Well, politics certainly is interested in you, whether you're interested in politics or not.
That's the truth. Your life is politics. The IRS was imposed on you. Military industrial was imposed on you. You're being sucked dry for politics. Why not get a little bit involved, at least stand up a little bit where you can and stand up for yourself and your children, your grandchildren. At least do that.
Do you feel optimistic?
Fight City Hall. You're not going to get anywhere fighting City Hall unless you get everybody on the block to do it with you. But Americans are fickle. How often can you get, 50, 100 people together and march? Well, if we could do that, we'd change some things. But it doesn't happen.
Well, I think we're coming to this point rapidly. I mean, I feel optimistic about a lot of what's going on, and I think there's certain percentage of people. Obviously, it's not the majority, but we don't need a majority. The minority, the law of 10%. You get 10% of the people that are convicted an idea, and it changes the whole population. I think we're approaching
that.
That'd
be huge in the United States. That'd be a
huge
miracle. I'm waiting for the miracle. That'd be the will of God. I can't do it,
Well, you talk about will of God. It's the will of God that we're free. God made us free in doubt. That's the will of God. You know, people want to talk about church. Where are the churches? Where are where are they when it comes to freedom? These are not political discussions.
You can't be political because you're a 501.
Yeah.
It's the free people that can talk, that can preach. That can do the right, that will always do the right thing because they're free in their heart with their Lord.
It must make you feel, you must sleep well at night in your work and what you do and how you help people. It must really give you a charge and a real buzz because it's really amazing what you've accomplished.
Well, it kind of does to know that people are benefiting dramatically. Especially those who are up against it with no hope, and they've been to 50 or 100 doctors. I guess if I get a thrill, it's in that. As an osteopath, too, I see it, where they've been, no one's helped them. Then in one effort, they're pain-free, or in 2 months, they no longer have the chronic disease symptoms. Yes, it's rewarding, but credit to God, because he made... I couldn't do it myself. I'm not going to be able to wave a magic wand on people. I haven't found it to work that well. If they have the Lyme spirochete, they have to take massive doses of the wild extracts that burn the spirochete out. I'll pray for them, but I need the help.
All right, so let's go over this protocol again. If somebody's in that situation, they really want to clean themselves out. You're talking Orega Resp, 3 capsules.
They should do the resp, the oil, and the juice.
Okay, 3 times a day. Three caps, three times a day.
If they want to build up a little bit of vitamin C, the tissues need that ascorbate, that natural crude vitamin C, they can add that in, and that's enough for 99% of the issues. 99%.
Okay. Three caps, three times a day.
We might need for a few other bits and pieces.
And one.
Maybe the bone active, you know. The really tough cases.
The bone, how long do you have to be on that bone active protocol before you start to see your bone density?
90 days to 6 months to start to see results in terms of measuring bone densitometry. That type of thing.
That's what you've seen with your people.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to be facetious about it. In these extreme cases, we should add those products. We should build that bone mass. We should fight back against the damage to the joint tissue capsule. And the rosemary is this extremely important fat-soluble antioxidant, goes right into the brain. So in having a bit of that, by the way, you heard of that Acchioli, Italy?
Yes.
Acchioli. They have the highest number of centenarians in the world.
Yes.
The town is 3,000 strong, and they have 300 people that are 105.
Wow.
How did they do it? Rosemary. So add that bone active rich in rosemary, so add that to your program.
Cass, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Your mind, your enthusiasm, your passion, it's infectious. And what you've brought to us is important. All these products are at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. The Oregano, the Orega Resp, the Purely C, the Bone Active, what have you. It's what you need. You know, it's what you need, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. Buy from the good guys. Thank you so much for your support. Tomorrow, there'll be George is going to fill in. And at the end of the week, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be here. Always a pleasure. Please never forget how important you are. Look, divinity is within you. You don't know where the temple of God is? You know, people, where's the temple of God? You are the temple of God. How important are you? And to be attacked like this and have your life jeopardized like this, it's sin. We're here to support you. We're here to support each other. God bless you. The truth will set you free. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.